Okay, just call the Phoenix Police at 602-262-7626. And they told me unconditionally that guns are not allowed on light rail. The cop I talked to refused to give me his name, but he said his serial number was 7416. And it is about, where's the stupid clock? And it's about 11:51, I think it's the 21st. It's the day after Obama got sworn in. Anyhow, now we're going to call up the Tempe Police, and their number is 480-350-8311. And we will do that right now.
You have reached the Tempe Police Department. The next available operator will assist you. Usted se ha comunicado con la policía de Tempe. Permanezca en línea para el siguiente operador disponible. Tempe, please. Do you have an emergency?
No, I just have a question.
All right, hold me.
I have a question. Are guns allowed on buses and light rails?
I don't think guns are allowed on light rails. Let me take a look at the TV. I'm actually not 100% sure.
How about 13-3102? Would that tell you?
It might, but because the light rail is so new, there could actually be something newer out there, so that's why I'll double check.
Okay, well, no, I just giving you what I had.
What was the code that you gave me?
133102, and if you want to get really specific, it'd be 133102.1. And it has to deal with checked weapons, and what the law says is pretty much that you guys as the government are allowed to forbid weapons in anywhere you want, but if you forbid weapons, you have to allow the public to check the weapons.
Right, you have to provide lockers. And I don't think there are lockers provided for them, so I'm looking. That's actually referenced field weapons.
Well, I wasn't giving you a hard time. I was just telling you, you know, the law
that
I have.
That's why I want to give you the best information I can here. Let me just see if anyone else has something more updated. Can you hold on for just a moment?
Sure.
Somebody knows where it goes, but I don't. And those are the kinds of things that you get when you go out to the legislative process. They don't have to be prioritized. They don't have to be compared with other expenditures. If the voters think it's good, they vote for it, and then it goes, and it's there forever. I think the bottom line of it all is having some kind of balance between protecting the health of government spending, government programs versus protecting the health of the private sector, which is that these are important. The prosperity of the state, the future of the state, and the welfare of the people in the state depend much more on having a healthy, active, good functioning fire sector than the others.
So we all hear a lot about it. It's a public-private partnership. Is this kind of a situation that we got more of that?
Well, maybe it's an interesting thing where some of the efficiencies that exist in the private sector can be used to reduce long-term costs. I think the most important thing in regard to the is that you have to lengthen our perspective. Whether you're talking about adding a new government program or whether you're talking about a tax cut, you have to think about what will the consequences of that be over 10, 15, 20 years. And that's the real challenge. You tend to focus on the annual budget cycle. And any new money that is spent to give that impact. So it isn't like if you're walking down the street and you see a $20 norm from your sidewalk and sit up and go get a new mortgage. That's
what our goal is, but the more that we have to carry on. Yeah, and I think it's simply that the legislature is like, okay, look, when you don't send these priorities out, and that doesn't mean for the ballot, it means people and their names, the problems that from the bottom up people are facing. So that means children, it means education, it means public safety, public health, and unfortunately, that if you don't fix those problems and help those people, what could you do?
Yeah, I'm going to find a phone call with your Bobby Mason. Bobby, I'm going to go ahead and answer your question.
Bobby, I'm sorry.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
If you have a minute to hold, then I'm going to call somebody who I know will know. Are you able to hold your
phone? Yeah, who are you going to call?
I'm going to call Roger Austin. The head of that whole division.
No,
for sure.
Okay, no, I was asking because I called Valley Metro several times and they gave me conflicting answers. Some of them say no, some of them say yes.
That's why I want to go to the forces now, so I want to ask him. Now, are we talking about a CCW or are we talking about a gun that's holstered?
Well, a gun that's holstered. You know,
okay.
Because that's what I taught. When I called Light Rail, first they said, well, you need a CCW permit. And I said, I'm not going to carry concealed. I'm going to carry it right out open,
right.
You know.
I just want to know if you can have a sidearm. Okay, if you can hold on for me, then I'll call
cool.
So that I can find out.
Cool, okay. Thanks.
Governing all the cities that carry the light rail. It's just safe statute. It's not prohibited as long as it's holstered at all times.
Okay. What was his name again?
That's Roger Austin.
R-O-G-E-R-A-S. Austin, Texas.
Yeah, he's with Homeland Security.
Oh, Homeland Security. And who are you?
My name's Roy. My badge is 188.55. 188.55?
188.55. And what was your name again?
My name is Roy.
Royce?
Yeah.
R-O-Y-C-E?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is on a recorded line.
Oh, no, no, it's cool. No, you answered the question correctly. I called the Phoenix police and they told me unconditionally guns were not allowed. And the guy was so rude he wouldn't even give me his name.
Okay, well, I apologize for that.
No, I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying you answered the question right, so.
Okay.
Can I ask you one other question?
I can try to answer for you.
Okay, now light rail runs through ASU.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there's that one stop on, I believe, Rural and University, and that's on ASU property. Okay, and if you remember, I don't know the exact law, but universities and colleges are allowed to prohibit guns on their campuses.
Right, and you would need to check with ASU on that.
Okay, you don't have an answer to that.
They're not my jurisdiction.
I wasn't picking on you. I was just asking you since I don't have... Oh, can I ask you one other... What should you do if you try and get on a bus or a train and they tell you you're not allowed because of the gun?
Well, I would say the best thing you can do is not be confrontational, because obviously then that's going to be suspicious activity.
Well, no, I'm just asking you, because you guys are the people that hand, I'm saying, you tell me it's allowed, now say you go on and they say, well, no, you're not allowed. Would it be something called the Tempe police, or is it like you have to file a lawsuit?
That's a civil situation. So we're not
going to
go force a bus driver to let you on.
Okay, well, no, that's what I was asking you. So basically you're saying it's a civil thing and it's not a criminal thing on their part,
right,
that you
do. And a lot of those things you learn, like exam classes or NCCW classes and things like that, they'll teach you about what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, and then you can make that decision based on whether or not it's important enough in all cases for you to carry a sidearm sometimes.
Okay.
Make the decision that it's not important in that particular situation.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for talking to me. And like I said, you gave me the right answer.
Okay,
cool.
That's it.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.